Praise the Lord. And message number 176. The title of the message is Faith, Part 8. Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews and chapter 11. And let's read verse 31. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And also, let's read book of James, and also chapter 2, verse 25. We will read about again about Rahab. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? We know that Joshua and the Israelites, when they took Jericho, they devoted all the city to the Lord, and they killed everyone there, small or big, man and animal, except Rahab the prostitute and her household, her father and mother, her brothers and sister, and their families. Only Rahab was spared, with her household was spared from the city of Jericho. What is the story of Rahab the prostitute, and what she did that was accredited to her as righteousness? While she was spared, she and her household, from being killed with the rest of the people of Jericho. We can read more about her life and her story in the book of Joshua, chapter 2, to inspire us to walk in faith and to be in obedience and to God. Let's read Joshua chapter 2, verse 1 to 24. We will read the full account of what Rahab the prostitute did and accomplished to God and for the people of the Lord. Then Joshua, son of Nun, secretly sent two spies from Shittim. Go look over the land, he said, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there. The king of Jericho was told, look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab, bring out the men who came to you and enter your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. She said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from. At dusk, when it was time to close the city gate, the men left. I don't know which way they went. Go after them quickly, you may catch up with them. But she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them under the stalks of flax she had laid out on the roof. So the men set out in pursuit of the spies on the road that leads to the fords of the Jordan. And as soon as the pursuers had gone out, the gate was shut. Before the spies lay down for the night, she went up on the roof and said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how God dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted and everyone's courage fell because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death, our lives for your lives. The man assured her, if you don't tell what we are doing, we will treat you kindly and faithfully when the Lord give us the land. So she led them down by a rope through the window, for the house she lived in was part of the city wall. Now she had said to them, go to the hills so the pursuers will not find you. Hide yourself there. Hide yourself there 3 days until they return, and then go on your ways. Verse 17, the men said to her, this oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land you have tied this sacred cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head. He will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear. Agreed, she replied, let it be as you say. So she sent them away, and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. When they left, they went into the hills and stayed there 3 days until the pursuers had searched all along the road and returned without finding them. Then the two men started back. They went down out of the hills, forded the river, and came to Joshua son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened to them. Then said to Joshua, the Lord has surely given the whole land into your hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us. Let us pray now. We come before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to give us understanding and wisdom from your word to understand all what you want to tell to us. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that the message will bring clarity and understanding and also obedience, and we can apply what we learn from your word. I pray for many workers of yours will be raised up. And sure, Lord, as you had called Rahab the prostitute, had called many people, even sinners, but you love them to repent and to come to you and living their life unto you to save you, O Lord. I do pray in the name of Jesus that the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the life of your church and your people. We thank you and we praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. What Rahab the prostitute did and what she accomplished, that we have read in many places in the Bible about her. The first things she did, she welcomed the spice. That means she welcomed their mission and agreed with them and agreed with Joshua who sent them and above all agreed with God who gave them the land. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 verse 40, anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. That is what Rahab the prostitute did. She welcomed Jesus, she welcomed God, she welcomed the people of God, she welcomed the mission of the Lord to reach the lost. But what she did else? She repented of her sins. Rahab knew that the God of heaven will not approve sin but will welcome sinners who repented and opened their life and heart and homes for him. Rahab expressed that when she welcomed the spies. She expressed her repentance when she told the spies the following, what she told them, as we have read in Joshua chapter 2 verse 9 to verse 11. She said to them, I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted and everyone's courage failed because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. She told them that the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below. Sure. So there was a fear of God in her life. Sure, she repented. She knew very well that the holiness of the Lord, that he will not accept a sinful life, but he will accept sinner. He will accept her. In 2-3 times here in what we read, she said the fear of God, the fear of you. So she was trembling. She was waiting for opportunities to be saved. She pleaded for her life. Rahab the prostitute, she pleaded for her life. In verse 12 and 13, she said to them, now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. She was pleading for her life, and in this way she expressed her desire to be part of them, to be part of the kingdom of God. She was willing to live in holiness as they live. You know, in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17, therefore if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And I have the prostitute, she was a prostitute, but then she repented. She expressed herself that to be saved, that they will save her, that they will include her, that they will keep her, she and her family, to live with them, to be part of the church, to be part of the people of God. She pleaded for the life of her family. You know, from that instance, she wanted not only that she would be saved, but all her family, her father, her mother, her brothers, their families, to be also saved and included with the people of God. It's very beautiful story of Rahab, how she intercede on behalf of her family, and really when I am preparing this message, I was really touched. And I moved to pray to God that my family, those among them who does not know God or receive Christ, to receive Christ. I plead with the Lord. I pleaded with God, and I am continuing to plead as Rahab pleaded for the life of her household, her family. You know, I was also reminded in the same way, the story of the jailer. In the city of Philippi, when there was earthquake and the prisoners set free from the they were set free, and he come to know that God is working at that night. He brought Paul and Silas and he told them in Acts chapter 16 verse 30 and 31, we can read it. He then brought them out and asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" They replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." The same way here, Rahab, she and her household, she welcomed the salvation of God. The same way, God can reach many people, prostitutes, sinners, criminals, jailers, murderers, and he can touch them. The fear of the Lord will impart to them. As they can see your life, they can see the miracles of God, the dreadful fear of God will fall upon them, and they will proclaim the salvation of God, and they will receive it by faith. What Rahab more did, and how she expressed her faith in action, she gave them lodging, she gave to the spies lodging, and she protected them from the enemies, from the king and the soldiers who pursued them. In the book of Matthew and chapter 10 and verse 11 to verse 15, Jesus said, "Whatever town or village you enter, search for some worthy person there and stay at his house until you leave. As you enter the town, as you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. I tell you the truth, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." Rahab expressed her faith by action. She showed hospitality, she welcomed them, and she was willing to spend on them and to feed them. So here, she accepted the messengers of God, she accepted the message, she hid them, she protected them, and she received, and she deserved the blessing of God. More than that, she gave them lodging, and that what we had read in James chapter 2 verse 25, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. James chapter 2 and verse 14 to verse 17, we can read about faith accompanied by action. "What good is it, my brother, if a man claims to have faith but has no deed? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well,' keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Rahab, she acted with faith and she expressed her faith in action. You see that a person is justified by what he does and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without spirit is dead, so faith without deed is dead. So Rahab, she deserved to be saved because she expressed her faith by action. What more she did, Rahab? She agreed and applied with faith all the instructions the spies instructed her in order to receive what she was promised with. When she pleaded for her life and the life of her family, what the spies told to her, what they instructed her, we can read that in Joshua chapter 2, verse 7 to 21, and what she did in response to this instruction. The man said to her, "This oath you made us swear will not be binding on us unless when we enter the land you have tied this scarlet cord in the window through which you let us down, and unless you have brought your father and mother, your brothers and all your family into your house. If anyone goes outside your house into the street, his blood will be on his own head. We will not be responsible. As for anyone who is in the house with you, his blood will be on our head if a hand is laid on him. But if you tell what we are doing, we will be released from the oath you made us swear." "Agreed," she replied. She said, "I agree. Let it be as you say." So she sent them away and they departed, and she tied the scarlet cord in the window. So she obeyed the instruction, and she has a great faith. She had a great faith. You know, once they left, she tied the scarlet cord. She was sure that they would take the city. And she was sure that what God had promised her through his people will come true. She was sure of the promises of God, and she expressed that with the immediate and full obedience. Now we can grasp how Rahab the prostitute was saved. She was not killed by faith with those who are disobedient. She was not killed because she was obedient to God. She imparted even faith to the Israelites and even to us today. With her action and the encouraging word that she spoke to the spies when she told them, "The fear of you fall on us, and we know, and I know that God had given you the land." When she said that to the spies, that was an encouraging message. Confirmation to them, confirmation even to Joshua the leader. The spies were assured, and sure the rest of the army of God were assured that God had given them the city. Because the spies, when they left, when they reached, the spies reported the same to Joshua. They said to Joshua, "The Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. all the people are melting in fear because of us. So Rahab, she worked out that the city of Jericho would be given to the Israelites by what she said and by what she did. She was not killed because she was obedient to God. Rahab was willing to take even the risk and disobey the commands of the king and the rules of the land in order to hide the spies. She was willing to be even persecuted and willing to pay the cost to show her obedience to God. The same, we are reminded of what the apostle did when Peter and the other apostles were confronted by the Pharisees and the synagogues and the chief priests. In Acts chapter 5 verse 29, Peter and the other apostle replied, "We must obey God rather than men." We learn from Rahab the prostitute that when we are called certain time, we have to obey God, not the people. Rahab was truly rewarded for her repentance and good deeds. The spies came to Joshua, son of Nun, and told him everything that had happened to them. Therefore, at Jericho battle, with all what had happened, with all what she said, what was the promise to her? Was given to her because she was in full obedience. At the Battle of Jericho, Joshua instructed the soldier with the following. In Book of Joshua chapter 6 and verse 17, what Joshua had instructed the army of the Israelites, what he told them, the city and all that is in it are to be devoted to the Lord. Only Rahab, the prostitute, and all who are with her in her house shall be spared because she hid the spies we sent. And when the city of Jericho fell down, Joshua told them in verse 22, Joshua 6 verse 22, Joshua said to the men who had spied out the land, what he told them, "Go into the prostitute's house and bring her out and all who belong to her in accordance with your oath to her." So the young men who had done the spying, the men who went and spy out, went in and brought out Rahab, her father and mother and brothers and all who belonged to her. They brought out her. They brought out her entire family and put them in a place outside the camp of Israel. So she got saved by a recommendation from God, from the people of God, from Joshua, from the spies, in witness to what she did good in obedience to God. Rahab's faith and action was rewarded further. She was integrated with the people of God. She became the wife of Salmon, and she became the mother of Boaz, who is in the genealogy of David, as we can read in Matthew chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. Salmon, the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz, the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed, the father of Jesse, and Jesse, the father of King David. David was the father of Solomon, whose mother had been Uriah's wife. Faith and deed are all integrated in the life of Rahab, and that's why she got saved, not only by believing, but in what she did for God and for the people of God. The very thing that you can learn and you can apply and you will consider righteous and justified in front of the Lord by the faith that mobilizes you to do the things of God, as Rahab translated her faith into action and deed. In the same way, was not Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? God wants you not only to believe, but you show your faith and belief by a righteous deed that goes along faith in God and His Word and His promises. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. I pray that the message you sent had accomplished the purpose and you will raise up many people who are willing to abide with your word and your plans and show their faith translated into action and deed and charity and kindness and welcoming the church, welcoming your people, your servants, welcoming the message, standing firm, willing to suffer, willing to be persecuted, willing to disobey rules that contradict your ways and your word and your plans. Oh God, raise up a people of faith who act in according to your will. Oh Lord, save them. Save their families, their lovely one. Answer their prayers, oh Lord. I pray, oh God, for people will be saved. Criminals like Paul, prostitutes like Rahab, oh God. Sinners who are willing to repent. Bring them, oh God, in our mid, oh Lord. And bring us, oh Lord, to their houses, their places to preach your word, oh God, to them. Oh Lord, use this message mightily and let your purpose be prevail. And Lord, let be a harvest of righteousness in the life of your church and your people. And Lord, receive glory and honor and praise that is due to you, O Lord. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.